This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If Donald Trump wanted to debate the life issue in his campaign for president, he is getting his wish early. The list of Supreme Court nominees eligible under a Trump presidency is being blasted by the Clinton camp. Her staff did so in a statement praising Roe v. Wade, even though statements made by justices to support their issuing that ruling no longer stand up to medical science. They also blasted Republican senators who refused to consider President Obama's high court nominee Merrick Garland until after the election. Pundits are stunned over an 18-point swing in polls that now have Trump favored over Clinton by 7 points, nearly 6 months before Election Day. Trump has also cut his unfavorability by 10 points. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. The state of Oklahoma has gone farther than any state has been willing to go. Its legislature, without debate, passed a bill ascribing unprofessional conduct to any doctor that does a strictly elective abortion and disallows any renewal or application of their medical license. Legislators say it's their job to legislate regardless of what courts say. If Governor Mary Fallon signs it, it may have a short life before courts. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.